This is Susan Piver, and welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, in which I try to answer your questions about meditation, Buddhism, and spirituality in a way that is useful and pragmatic. If you have questions for me, don't hesitate to ask. You can follow the link in this post, and I'd love to hear from you.
Good morning, Susan. I have a question about meditation technique. I have tried to keep my eyes open with soft gaze during meditation, but for some reason, even though I am continuously blinking, my eyes get far too dry and irritated to keep them open. And I know that there are some techniques that instruct to keep the eyes closed. Do you have any instruction on, if I need to keep my eyes closed, the best way to do that without kind of getting into a dreamy state or sleepy or shutting the world out? Thank you so much.
So two things. One is, it is very natural when beginning a meditation practice, and I would say you and me and everyone listening to this qualify as beginners in meditation practice, to experience some kind of irritation in the body. Sometimes one notices that the eyes are very dry, as this caller suggests. Some people become hypersensitive to the breath, which is the object of meditation, and then they suddenly start to feel all weird about, oh, that breath was too short, or develop a kind of claustrophobic feeling of being overly focused on the breath. Most common, we have aches and pains. Our knees hurt or our shoulders hurt, because it can take a while to adjust to the meditation posture. And even though these are different problems, eyes and breath and knees and shoulders and so on, they all fall under the same category of things that happen as our meditation begins that tend to simply resolve on their own as time passes. So it makes sense that we would become hyper-focused or hypersensitive to a sensation in the body while we're meditating. Because in the normal course of daily life, our attention, let's say, is as big as a football field. And on that football field are like 1 billion people stuffed in there. In other words, the things that we have to pay attention to on any given day are countless. Our attention keeps stretching and stretching to accommodate them all. And as a space opens up in our attention, it seems like something else just rushes in to fill it. In other words, we have a lot to pay attention to. When we sit down to meditate, that football field's length of attention is still there, but it's suddenly empty. There's nothing in it but our breath, or our bodily sensations, or the sense of sitting there with our eyes open. So our attention kind of freaks out, like, wait, I'm used to having to notice a billion things at once, and now there's only like three things? I need to put my full weight into attending to those three things because I don't know how to turn down the volume of my attention, as it were. I promise that these things, as you sit for 5 minutes or 7 minutes or 10 minutes, will absolutely resolve on their own, by their own accord. And as your practice stretches for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, a few years, these things will continue to simply calm down on their own. So my suggestion is, you don't have to really do anything. When you notice that there's a feeling of discomfort around the eyes, that they feel dry or itchy or irritated, and so on, you could experiment with labeling that thinking, letting it go, and returning attention to the breath. The same instruction applies for an over-focus on breath or a feeling of, oh, my knee hurts. Yeah, okay, your knee hurts. That's not fun, and you should feel free to shift around and find the most comfortable position possible. But sometimes we can start paying attention to the pain in our knee to the exclusion of everything else. And in meditation, the object of our attention is meant to be the breath. So if you notice that you're overly focused on a particular ache or pain, you could say to yourself, silently, thinking, and bring your attention gently back to the breath. The object of attention in meditation practice is the breath. And for our purposes, everything that is not breath, thoughts, feelings, sensations, sounds, smells, etc., are classified as thoughts and meant to be let go of, to return one-pointed attention to the breath. So I suggest trying that. And of course, don't hurt yourself. feel free to like close your eyes for a few cycles of breath or just take a break and let your eyes rest. And then as you're able, resume the eyes open practice and see what happens. I'm not saying you have to practice with your eyes open or you're a very bad person, but just see what happens as time goes by. And if you're able to practice at any point for a longer period of time, like say your normal practice is 10 minutes, and you can try 15 minutes, see if the additional minutes don't contribute to the diminishment of this irritation. And let me know how it goes. I really hope this is useful, and I really, really hope for you and for anyone who's listening, absolutely pain and irritation-free meditations. And in the meantime, we can work with them very easily by simply calling them thinking, letting go. Might have to do it again in 1 second, but that's cool. And gently bringing the attention back to the breath, which stabilizes the mind. Thank you for your question. I hope this is useful. If you have a question about your meditation practice or about Buddhism and spirituality, things that I write about and teach on, I would be delighted to try to offer a useful answer. Please follow the link in this post and you can leave me a message and I'll be happy to answer your question. Thank you.